Hey, folks, if you're in Los Angeles, come out to my show, Faster Horses, April 4th in Hollywood, featuring Todd Glass, Rory Scovel, Fahim Anwar, with music by the Doohickeys. It's going to be a great time. It's $20. Tickets are available online. It's a rowdy, rowdy, fun show.
And drinks are very cheap.
Cheapest drinks in town. Enjoy the podcast.
That's the way you do it.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
it's
guys.
Me.
Welcome to the show. Oh, it's good to be here, coming to you from sunny but windy West Hollywood, California.
Dude, it's wild
out
there.
It's funny for nothing. It really is. The wind is spooky, bro. Because there's also those big skinny palm trees on my street. I'm so afraid whenever
like
I walk out.
Like fucking spears.
There.
They just come down from the
sky.
Well,
no, not even the fronds. I'm saying the big skinny tree. It waves around. It's so like it waves
it's
really
come down and whip you.
It makes me feel like it might come down and sniff my nuts and jump right back up.
Dude, if a tree was like whipping like that and snagged you by the nut sack,
it would hurt.
And then threw you across. Well,
have you ever seen the video? There's a few videos of a dude who tries to cut down a tall, skinny palm tree, but he's up on top of it and he cuts off the top and then he just starts like whipping around like a fucking like a crazy daisy.
Yeah, dude, that's wild. My buddy used to do that. I used to have a friend who was a tree trimmer, dude.
My buddy was a tree trimmer. Tree trimming seems like a business you could make a couple bucks on. I've been looking at these things online where it's like, if you want to make money, you have to get into businesses, fucking business. And then it's saying power washing.
Dude.
We should just get a power washer.
Power washing, plumbing.
Plumbing is like a trade. Power washing is not a trade.
No, power washing isn't a trade. Yeah, power washing, the lawn maintenance videos online are going buck wild, dude.
Power wash your lawn?
Dude, power washing a sidewalk videos.
Oh, you're saying so maybe we tell people we'll do it. Maybe we just buy a power washer and spell out like "fuck you" into the dirt, and then put that online. Send nudes, get a bunch of views.
Send nudes.
But power washing doesn't. It seems like you could just go for it. You just have to have a power washer.
Yeah, I mean, I have access to several power washers.
Where, dude?
In Fresno.
Oh, that's not access.
Dude, I have access.
That's
to
barely access.
Dude, I just have. I'm a short 7-hour drive away, both ways.
I think we should get into power washing something.
Dude, when I was in college, man, I made a shit ton of money going around neighborhoods with a big old cooler that I filled with all the soapy water and shit, and then I had an extended squeegee, and I just go up to people's houses, and say, "Hey, I'm in college. I'm trying to make some dough. I'm washing windows. It should take me about 30 minutes. Whatever you feel like doing."
You should do that now. You should walk up to people and go, "Hey, I'm in college."
Yeah.
And you'll be like, "I know." Tell them you were in prison for 20 years.
But dude,
you were wrongfully convicted of a jumping your car like Evel Knievel.
Dude, I mean, people will hook you up. I mean, I had people give me $100. You know,
well,
like,
that's if you're in college. We're not in college. We're just two guys.
No, I'm not saying we should do it now. I'm just saying I've done things like this in the past. You know, they're doable.
So you're a beggar is what you are.
Dude, you could be a dent puller too, dude. That's
tweaker. That is no, tweaker dude, business, dude.
But I'm just
ever
saying,
had, dude,
if you're
in Bakersfield, if you have I had a dent in my truck. If you have a dent in your car and you live in Bakersfield, no matter what neighborhood you live in, your door is getting banged down.
Oh, dude, yeah.
By dent pullers.
Absolutely.
Gas station. I would get asked about the dent pulling. People wanted to pull my dent.
Dude, when I was in high school, I got fucking scammed by this family.
Tweakers, yeah.
Yeah, it was two.
It's right up there with the speakers and the extra speakers thing.
Extra speakers?
You never got hit up by somebody in a van who's like, "Yo, we got these extra speakers. We're supposed to be we have these extra. The boss said just to sell them." You've never gotten hit up for
not
like
for
sound
speakers
bars
specifically, but I've gotten hit up for shit
like
that. Like
what? Cuz it's always like, "Yeah, I don't it
dude, tools."
I'm telling these guys seem official. This shit's in the box. Tools, that's
oh, this stuff was in the box too.
Tweaker business.
Yeah, this was
tweaker
stolen
business.
Stuff for sure. It's the same stuff.
I don't mind stolen shit. I just, you know, there should be a I think that's there should be a website where you can buy stolen stuff.
I don't think anybody should purchase a stereo or stereo equipment if it hasn't been stolen already.
Have you been on Temu?
Yeah, dude. That
I just
stupid.
Checked it out yesterday. That can't be legit, right?
It's fake.
What it shows up and what is it?
I don't know.
But like, it shows up and they just, it like.
I tried to buy something on there. And it was like, it was the most difficult. Yeah, I was trying to buy a girlfriend.
Everything on there says it's like $3, but does all that stuff just disintegrate? There was a full toolbox on there for like $11.
I was trying to buy this $150 keyboard looping machine.
On Temu?
Yeah. And it was like, they were selling it for $20. And so I was like, yeah. And so I literally kept going down. Further down, next step to do the next thing, get this, and then you can get it.
Did you have to pay your allegiance to the CCP?
No, but I had to give my email address. I had to like make an account.
It's legit, Temu. I mean, they had Super Bowl commercials.
But when I got done with everything, they're like, this item is no longer available for this price.
Oh, so they just took your info. Yeah. And now that, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm pretty sure it's just a straight up scam.
You can't have a scam if you're a fucking Super Bowl commercial.
Dude, you know what we should do for real?
Get a dent pulling business and then get a Super Bowl commercial? We should start a business and start out with a Super Bowl commercial. And then we'll get so much business, we'll work back up to the top. So if we got a pressure washer, and then we were like, Bruce and Kevin's pressure washing.
Spend $1 million.
Location in Los Angeles, California, and surrounding areas. So we spend $1 million. We get a loan for $1.1 million.
Yeah. At least it's probably
put $100,000 into the business.
Yeah,
throw the other mill on a Super Bowl commercial. Just
buy two pressure washers.
Dude, I'm not fucking around,
buddy. If you want to make money, there is lots of ways.
I'm making money right now, dude. I got all kinds of fucking
schemes. Stop it. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying like
I just spent a fucking $130 on tickets to a jazz club. Think I give a fuck about anything?
Wow. I mean, but that what I'm saying is like if they're you hard. Know go on a regular life. You're right. You could absolutely very easily just start a pressure washing company, go across the country, film these videos.
Not across the country.
No, but I'm saying you could. Or if even better, if you do get a loan or something like that, you would basically do the marketing and then you'd hire.
I just got a great idea.
We could hire all of our comic friends to do the job. No. And then me and you would sit in our
ivory
towers.
Everybody wants a piece of it, dude.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You hire people for an
hourly
wage.
For you. No, yeah. Bro, we hire migrants. Honestly, I might start hiring migrants to work out my bits for me.
Dude, that's
send
not
them to
a
the comedy
idea.
Club and say, hey, here's an idea I have.
Dude, we should do
here's my big idea. I just realized it's going to set our pressure washing business aside. Most people use water. We're going to use seltzer.
Wow.
Extra cleaning. So we're going to get a big ass. We're going to need $1.2 million because we're going to need to spend $100,000 on a carbonator. Something to carbonate the water. Imagine we come by and we're like...
It's just LaCroix.
We're guys in suits and we say, we wash your house with club soda instead of water. It's extra clean. It's like natural. It's the most natural thing.
Hi, I'm Bruce. I'm Kevin. And we wash your house with club soda. Yeah,
Club soda cleaners. Dude, there used to be this fucking scam artist that looked like John Taffer that would always come into the deli I worked at out here. And he would, people apparently, it's a big thing. He'd try to sell you on this mineralization machine, this fucking snake oil salesman, on this mineralization machine.
To mineralize water?
To mineralize your water at a deli or somewhere in LA because it says then it'll have the same mineral compound as water in New York. Do you know what I'm saying? Because everyone's like, it's the water that
it's
makes
the
it.
Water.
The water, that's what makes me all fucking crazy in the head.
You can't make no fucking bagels without the right New York water.
Dude, so I know every time when someone's like, they fly water in. It's like, then they're fucking stupid is what they are.
I want to put a tag on the end of our commercial where it's just you and sunglasses and you just do one big wide spray on a house and then you look at the camera and you go, you see that sparkle?
That's club soda.
That's club
soda. Well, then I could also.
Doesn't it sparkle?
Well, there'll be some ladies out by the pool, and dude. I will spray the pressure washer into their drink, and it'll fuck it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It'll at the end of it, there'll be some in there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you spray the girls down, and then
and then they're like,
you'd have to like shower it over them. Mm-hmm. You couldn't. Otherwise, it would break the skin.
Chicks with big tits. We should do that where we take the pressure washer and it snaps their bikini off.
And they go, ooh, the bubbles tickle.
Yeah. I wonder what that feels
like. You see that sparkle?
What's it feel like to take like a bath in club soda?
It tickles.
How do you know?
Buddy.
What are you talking about?
Buddy, all right?
Interesting. Yeah, I mean.
I've been in mineral springs. I've been in different spring baths in, you know, in nature.
Okay.
Dude, I have.
So that's carbonation?
Yes.
No.
There's literally a soda spring by my family cabin that is off of Tinkin Avenue.
You know who you got to get over there? That guy who makes the old school Coke in New York. Do you know what I'm talking about? The diner that makes. So, dude, you go out there. Dude, imagine you're in the soda spring. You squirt a bunch of the Coke syrup in there, and then you and your friends do a whirlpool. You start selling that shit, natural Coca-Cola.
Dude, we got to get up to my family cabin. You would love it. That's amazing.
I don't know, dude.
All right.
Weird people.
What do you mean? I don't know. Weird people.
You're trying to get me go out to a firewatch tower the other day.
Dude, that shit would be sick.
Trying to get me go out to a firewatch tower and kill me.
Dude, you would stay the night at a firewatch tower in a heartbeat. If I was like, hey, this weekend you didn't have anything going on.
I'd live in a firehouse fucking.
It rips so firewatch. Good. Dude. It rips so good.
Yes,
I did. Straight log, dude. It's the clearest skies you can see. You know,
and you're pretty much an international. Get your shoe off the couch, you bum.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
It wasn't on the couch. You're in like international area too, so we could be gay and we couldn't get in trouble with our spouse.
Finally,
yeah.
Well, what, Jenny? Well, what
we're watching for fire.
We were basically in space.
We also could go out there and start a fire and say we did such a good job we'd be like Richard Jewell. We'd start a wildfire, but we would also be the guys to report it.
Don't disparage Richard Jewell, dude. That was only a rumor.
Do you think that's a hoax, or do you think that people didn't like him because he lived with his grandma?
I think he was just. I don't know if he did anything wrong. I haven't done any Richard Jewell.
You didn't see research. The movie.
I didn't see the movie. No, but it seemed like he was just a doofus who was trying to do his job.
Yeah, but it's like he lived with his mom or his grandma at an older age, and that's an easy way to get picked apart.
Yeah, oh, dude, buddy. Yeah, you don't want to. That's not a good look.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, baby, you want to come back to my place? Hey, we got to keep it down. My grandma's sleeping in.
You know who loves to live with
them? She's staying with me.
You know who loves to.
That's how you got
to
do it, by the way. If you ever find yourself in that situation.
Oh, you say my grandma lives with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm taking care of her.
I mean, I'm grandma'd out.
I
can't believe you're not.
Dude, I'm
I think it's immature to have grandparents at a certain age. Do you not? Don't you think a little bit? Don't you feel ridiculous whenever you say my grandma at your age? I think even at my age that's ridiculous. I see people still posting with their grandparents. I'm like, grow up.
Dude, yeah, I mean,
they're supposed to be dead by now.
My pop,
your grandpa popcorn.
Well, that's great, grandpa popcorn. He's been dead and gone for a long time.
Well, he popped.
Yeah, and Bobby T, my grandfather, he's gone, but grandma's still kicking hard on both sides. I think honestly, I don't know what's going on with my grandparents on my mom's side.
Why?
I haven't talked to them in a long time.
They disowned you?
No, we haven't.
That's your fault. They don't have a phone. You got to call the house.
They got a phone. They have all of our information for sure.
Wow. They stopped sending your kids $5 for their fucking birthday?
Yeah, dude. We had literally the falling out was because we did a Christmas like gift exchange thing.
And you changed the channel when they wanted
it. Well, my grandmother didn't think she got a gift from us. And so then we had no clue. So we get back home. And we see that we had left the gift in the closet, you know, and so we're literally like, well, we'll get it to him next year or whatever. And the next time we see him, we don't see him for a full year. And so the following Christmas, we give him the same, you know, family Christmas gift that we were giving to everybody. Plus,
and you said, oh, you know what? We realized we didn't give you this gift last year.
Exactly. So then we give it to them. And then my grandmother goes, well, we didn't get anything for you or your children. We thought you guys were done giving gifts. I thought we were just not giving gifts with you guys anymore. So we didn't get you anything. Sorry.
What'd you say?
I was like, that's fine.
That's
okay.
Weird, but that's okay.
I was like, all right. You know, it's just so stupid.
There are some people that almost don't deserve to be grandparents. You know what I'm saying? They're mean old people.
Yeah. I mean,
were they always mean?
My nana was always mean.
Gotcha.
My mom's mom.
And my cousin's grandma was mean as hell, dude. Didn't I tell you about this? He lived in Kansas. We grew up together, but then he had moved to Kansas with his mom. And I went out there and stayed with him once for a week. We had a fun time. But I was like 15 or 16. And his grandma had this little white dog, little shit dog. You know what I'm saying? No, like curly-haired, white-haired dog.
Oh, yeah.
Mean little dog. And the dog would bark, and his grandma had a deep voice, and the dog would bark, and just all day across this double wide trailer in Kansas, all you would hear is her going, Chloe!
Chloe!
Chloe! I completely forgot about that till right now.
Dude.
She was She was a good lady, but she was like a mean old woman. You know what I'm saying?
I will say is like as far as like a flavor of life.
Yeah,
that is a dynamic that I miss that I don't see.
Mean old woman.
Just the family dynamic that you get in like poor areas and like, and I mean honestly, just outside of Los Angeles. You know, even where I'm up, there's not. It's you don't get that a lot, but just like in Fresno or Bakersfield, I imagine, or Lindsay, or just the towns that I was around, there's a lot of entire family homes.
And where like grandparents live.
There's a very old lady that lives there.
She's mean.
She's mean. You know, like there's, you know, seven kids that live there.
I'd be mean too if I was the grandma and I had to live with these seven rotten ass children.
Dude, I'm not even that old and I get it. I totally get it. Dude.
I mean, I understand, too, not sending you and your family gifts. You're rotten family. You're a bunch of fucking nasty people.
It's so wild that she's, like, going to punish my kids.
But it's also, like, that's there's just people. There are people who never learn to not be, like, well, fuck you. You want to fuck me? Yes, you know what I'm saying? Yes. There are people who never learn to, like, go with the flow or, like, do the right thing or even, like, she should have just been, like, or even talk to, I don't even fucking know. It's just funny to never learn any of that.
Yeah, dude, it's wild. We
spent all the money that you we were going to get stuff for you, and we donated it to fucking Church of Satan.
Probably, dude. Yeah, they lived up in Coarse Gold. They lived up in the mountains. I loved that place, and they had like it was literally like a converted double wide, but it was on the ground. You know, it was like
should we go burn it down? Give people the address so they can go harass them.
I love them very much.
Yeah, right, dude. You won't even call them.
But my
you should call them right now. You should reconcile on the pod.
No way, dude.
Dude, you got to stop fucking.
No, dude.
You gotta fucking just grow up sometimes, bro.
No way. No way. Never. Dude, we had Thanksgiving one time at their house. And
well, I didn't get any turkey for you and your family because
y'all didn't get me shit. No, I was.
Y'all didn't bring any sides. You can't have any turkey.
I was little, but she had these. She had a little dachshund called Velvet. She loved that thing more.
She wouldn't scream at it?
No, she screamed, kind of yelled at everybody.
But yeah.
Old people do love
yelling at their dog.
Absolutely.
But, I yell at my dog.
But she loved that thing so much. And so this one year.
It's an insane name.
So my brother had these twin dogs, Great Dane Chow mix dogs, Portia and Side Out. He loved volleyball, dude. This is, he grew up, he graduated 84. So you gotta remember. He loves St. John Smith.
This is Kenny and Loggins.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, his house was like so 80s. It was wild. Like big portraits of like digital artwork and like
the Scarface.
Yeah, like the Mad Max logo and like. Fucking the guy's like, welcome to, like, what's that guy's name?
Fucking, who? Huelhauser?
No. Remember in Back to the Future 2?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm doing California Gold with Huelhauser. I don't know why.
This
is a highway. He's in the middle of the road.
Now, cars will ride on the road. No. So Thanksgiving, my brother has two dogs. One of them dies. My brother moves. He can't have the other dog. We get this dog now. I love this dog, Portia. She's the sweetest little puppy. She fucking wanted to bite everybody. And she's a big, big girl. So we have to take her to Thanksgiving. So all we have is this big, like, corkscrew thing that you corkscrew into the ground.
Oh, yeah.
So at one point.
Put me on one of those if I have a couple too many. So, out in the front of the apartment.
So at one point, my grandma, like, or my grandfather takes Velvet out front, which we were already very vocal about, like, hey, Portia's out there, she will attack any dog for sure, probably a person, like, she's just,
this is a bad dog,
but yeah.
You liked it.
She loved us. She was very protective.
Well, you can't bring that dog. You gotta leave it. Dude, you gotta,
I was a little kid,
check it into the shelter, like, so, like a hotel.
It was my brother's dog. He loved the dog. There was all this stuff. We've always had a very soft spot for animals in the family. So
you are a bunch of animals with soft spots.
Soft spot in your top of your fucking head. So my grandfather goes out front, walks the dog outside. The Portia immediately sees the dog, rips this fucking corkscrew out of the ground. bites the dog. Like, this is a soupy-sized dog, you know what I mean? Like, little puppy, and she's half Great Dane, half Chow. So she's a big girl, and bites my grandfather on the hand. So we grab the dog and my grandfather, and we get in the Dodge Caravan.
I would have been done with your ass from there.
Dude, I mean, I was a little kid. I ultimately you have to blame my mother for this. So we get in the Dodge Caravan and we rush to the hospital.
With your grandpa?
With my grandfather, who's bleeding, you know, all over the place from his hand.
Is he cursing?
No, very chill the whole time. So we literally get to the hospital and my grandmother's like, "Don will be fine. Go take care of it, Don. Get out. Hurry." Pushes grandpa out of the car at the hospital, and then we drive to the vet with the dog.
With Velvet,
yeah. And she was fine, thank God. But
was your mom like, "I don't even know. I don't even care." Was there apologies, or was it like, "I told you not to go out there and mess with Velvet"?
I mean, it was very
tense. Porsche versus Velvet fighting? That sounds like a seedy strip club.
Dude, yeah, very seedy strip club. Yeah, dude. Velvet
lived. Porsche bit Granddad and then bit Velvet. That sounds like a fucking day shift at the Tilted Kilt or
Papa whatever. Don got in the way, dude. He got
so
in
that,
the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, so then that's the grandma.
That's the grandma.
Yeah, I'd have been done with you already.
Yeah, she loved
bite me once. You're done.
She was the reason my mom said she had to move out when she was 17, and that's why she married her first husband. Dude, the lore of Bonnie Jean is very interesting because she's like, I'd be like, "Why'd you marry the guy?" She'd tell me how miserable she was and how bad her first husband was and all these horrible stories. He had gold fever, which I've told you about.
Oh, yeah. He had gold fever. Yeah. Wait, hold on. You can't glance over that. He had gold fever 125 years too late, and he wanted to go up in the mountains with a handmaid.
He did go up.
Yeah, but he wanted to drag your... He dragged
my mother and my brother and sister, who were very young.
Into the mountains so that he could look for gold. He had gold fever. He's mentally ill.
Dude, my mom
didn't have gold fever. That's a crazy thing to say.
My mom would tell me through tears how he spent all the grocery money on pickaxes.
This guy's a fucking retard, dude. Cannot glance over that. He had gold fever.
He made his own power plant up in the hills.
The government came and killed him.
The government came and tore it down.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. They legitimately
He made a power plant to mine gold. Or to...
I don't know if this... I know
you
this,
know how fucking crazy it is? There's guys like that. He's probably really smart. And if he wasn't such a fucking moron, he could have directed all of that energy into something that actually mattered.
Dude.
But instead, the government came and tore down his gold. And he was like, "They're worried I'm going to find too much gold."
Yeah,
like,
he wasn't authorized to build a power plant on the river. So it's a little generator thing, you know, powered by the river.
That pans gold all day?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it was hooked up to some sort of sleuth thing.
He drove a fucking jalopy up into the hills and set up a fuck.
I'm literally
imagining a Red Dead Redemption camp.
Yeah, dude, he was in the 70s. My mom was born.
That is the stupidest, funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
So my mom, they got married in like 1966, and... Or it would have been like 65, I think. Yeah, and so they.
And then 8 years into the marriage, he fucking.
I don't know. So they had two kids: my brother Eric and my sister Kim. They had those two kids, and I'm not sure what went down, why it happened, but they ended up going up into gold country or wherever the fuck it was. I know it was somewhere around. Like,
God damn, dude, that guy.
The Sierra Nevadas and whatnot. But so, yeah, my mom said she had to escape by talking a trucker into letting her ride on the back of the truck while it was snowing with, you know, and raining. And there's ice all over the road. And she said she's on the back of this truck, this, you know, this flatbed truck.
I would have made her ass ride in the back too. She comes out of the woods talking crazy like that to me. And if somebody comes out of the woods, she'd be like, "My husband got gold fever. He dragged us all up here." That sounds like a setup. It sounds like at any second a guy's gonna come out and fucking hit you with a pickaxe, dude.
Yeah, dude. It sounds absolutely nuts because it is absolutely nuts.
That's the fucking stupidest, funniest thing
I've ever
heard.
So she tells me, yeah, I had to escape in the middle of there were bears. We were at the cabin and there was a bear attack to the right of the cabin and the bear attack to the left in a different cabin. And I knew they were coming for us. So I got a trucker to let me ride on the back.
Coming for us next.
The bears. And so she's like, I had to ride in the back of this flatbed. And the driver tells me if it starts sliding off the road, it's going to go down all the way down. So just jump or whatever. So she would tell me this story.
Hold on. Go back to the bear attack. She goes, there was a bear attack to the left and a bear attack to yeah. the right. It literally sounds like fucking. What's the bitch? Who's the girl?
What girl?
With the this bed's too hard. This
oh,
bed's
Goldilocks?
Too Goldilocks. Your mom, she thought she was going to be just right.
Dude, I don't know. I know that the cabin immediately to their right and their left both had gotten attacked by bears.
Like a bear broke into the cabin or a bear attacked people?
I know there was, she said there was at least one bear attack, but there the cabin had been broken into and raided by bears. And
bunch
so
of hairy gay guys throwing a party.
So I'm telling this story. I'm recounting this to my brother and sister, and they're like, "No, that's not what happened. We took a greyhound out of there." And I was like, "You were never on the back of a truck?" They're like, "No." I was like, "Okay."
But weren't they really young?
Yeah, but they were old enough to remember,
to be conscious.
Yeah, to but like.
Was you know, any gold ever found?
I don't think so. I mean, I think some. Some people, he must have found some gold because he stayed up there for a while.
After they left?
Yeah.
That was probably such a sick time.
Yeah, and was just...
Imagine they bounce and you're like...
I don't know. So he's a weird guy too. Like when my brother...
Is he alive still?
No, he passed away. But when my brother got married...
Gold poisoning.
I remember he told me that he had a problem with the wedding because there was going to be dancing at the
reception.
What was
reception. He like a...
It's like a fundamentalist kind of fundamentalist Christian guy.
Gold rush guy. Well, I literally am
that's
imagining.
That's his religion.
Like,
that's not his business. Yeah, his business.
Like he's a prospector. Like, yeah. This guy, is he like round and wears overalls and a big hat with a red flannel thing?
I never really knew him. I never, you know, met him. I think I met him maybe once or twice, like at weddings and stuff. And my sister got married.
Was he
a
decked
bunch.
Out in gold? Imagine he has a song. He has.
He looks
solid,
like C-3PO.
Yeah, he gives. Yeah. He gives you the gift. They open up the envelope. It's a bunch of loose nuggets of gold.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I know there was gold nuggets around. I always saw gold nuggets.
Was it probably fool's gold, dude?
No, I mean, I'm sure it was real gold. You don't go up there and get nothing.
You don't know that. This guy sounds like a fucking moron. He could have.
I have no idea, and I bet if I had a conversation, if I could have a conversation with the guy, there would be something there. It wasn't just like, I got to go out. It was probably a guy that had a conversation with him that was like, hey, there's gold in there.
Okay, well, whatever.
And he goes, what do you mean? He goes, I tell you, shucks, man, I've been up there. I've been panning a little bit. I see flakes. You see flakes like this? You know what that means? That's a big mine up in that hill right there. There's a vein. Dude, you saw that Buster Scruggs, right?
Yeah.
That was
it's
probably.
There's just it being described as gold fever. Well, I told you that story.
That's what my mom told me.
Didn't I tell you that story about somebody that we know that. So her grandpa, on her mom, her dad, very wealthy, and her mom, her grandpa on her mom's side had a place up near there, up near like Kernville, I think, somewhere near there, and had some property, and he was always like, I swear to God, there's gold in them damn hills.
Yeah.
And then so everybody was like, okay, like I bet, sure. And then finally he was like declining in health. So this girl's mom like talked to the family. It was like, let's just have somebody go up there and check it out and do some mining or whatever to put him at ease or whatever. And then they found a ton of gold.
Yeah, dude.
Like a legit ton of gold.
I mean,
and this family already was not hurting for money.
Those are the stories.
Yeah.
I bet you that was the kind of story he heard. Because even you telling me that right now as anecdotal.
You're like, let's
like,
go check it
man,
out.
And I wonder. Because, dude, I mean, you're talking about power washing, baby. I mean, we're talking about easy money scams, you know? Why not gold mining in there, you know?
Yeah, but just the idea, whenever you describe it as gold fever, it literally is a guy being like, there's a piece of me that needs to be in the, it's because the gold rush was 1849. Yes. And so it's like, that dude is 125 years late.
He's a little late.
He's a fucking idiot, yeah, yeah. Dude.
Well, there's people still mining for gold out there.
Yeah, but there's not people with gold fever.
Dude, I mean, my mom, she loved to tell a good story, you know? So the way she told it was there's no money that would come in that wouldn't go out towards the effort of finding gold. No matter how she would find money, because here's the deal. My mom's a good Christian woman, right? In her mind, she's a good Christian woman. Good Christian woman.
She submits to her husband.
Well, yeah, yes. And
it's funny because I was at a
they don't get divorced.
I was at a Catholic wedding the first.
Well, let me finish this real quick. But good Christian women don't get divorced. You know what I mean? So she got divorced, and I'm the product of her second marriage. And so when she's explaining to her little baby boy how great of a good Christian woman she has to justify why she got divorced. Well, why, you know, I thought you were a good Christian. So she has to make these stories.
He was coveting the hills.
He was coveting the hills. She had no choice. Her children were starving. Her life was in danger. There were bear attacks. Nearly every moment of waking day, a bear at any moment. I tried to buy milk for my babies, and he would buy pickaxes with the money I was
pickaxes.
Getting. You know, like, so, and that was kind of, all of her stories were based like that.
Government came and took the damn power plant.
Yeah, and then she had to move to Hawaii because
that's sometimes you get forced into that.
Yeah, had to move to Hawaii. Yeah.
I got forced into going on a 7-day cruise to Alaska recently. my hands were tied. I spent 2 weeks in Cozumel, Mexico.
Oh.
At an all-inclusive resort, and I had gun to my head.
Had to do it. Now her sister got pregnant, needed help with the baby and stuff, and so yeah, that's a whole other time that I'd love to talk to my brother and sister about more, because they were there, they were kids, and they were getting beat up by the locals because they were howlies, you know, and
in Hawaii,
yeah, my mom would just drop them off at the beach, you know, break a day, and then find them at some point at night. So my brother and sister were just running wild on the beach and just make and do, you know, nope, wild.
Yeah.
You went to a Catholic wedding?
Oh, I went to a Catholic wedding. I'd never been to anything Catholic before. And the guy, the priest was like, the woman must submit to the man. And
that's
I was
right.
Like, yo, this dude, this guy's kind of spitting.
It's the way of God, man.
No, that was in Houston. And the priest had a very thick Indian accent. So
that's weird.
Do with that information what you will in your head. It was very funny.
The woman,
dude,
she
he
must
was
submit to the
that
man.
Shit was wild because it's like stand up, sit down, stand up, shake a hand, praise the, come eat this. I wasn't allowed to go get in line.
Oh yeah, because you're not
apparently,
you're not Catholic.
It's funny too because I was telling Kelly that I was like, where do you think they get those things? And she was like, they make them at the church.
Yeah, the wafers?
Like, I was like, I don't know about
well,
that.
I don't know if they make them at the church.
No, you can just buy them on Amazon.
Yeah, you definitely buy them on Amazon. And then, but they have to be blessed. So before they're consecrated to...
Oh, what, so the guy goes in there, he's like, yeah, okay.
Check this out. So if you're Catholic, there's a thing called consecration. So they believe that...
Consecration!
They believe that wafer turns into the literal flesh of Christ.
A fucking dork.
Yeah, so when that's why you have to bless it or whatever. My church that I went to, we would do, what do you call that? Gosh dang it. We would do that with Doritos or, you know, Doritos and Coke or whatever, just because it was like, do this in remembrance of me.
But so you're just crushing Doritos and Coke. We're like, ah, it's God.
No.
That is that kind of God.
You pray over
your God is comic book guy from The Simpsons. That's
you
the body.
You pray about it. You think about the intention of it, you know, but it wasn't, it was never about like the physical wafer. And so that was always like a point where we would make fun of Catholics, essentially. Like, they think it's real in flesh. Idiots, man.
Catholics really are the biggest flesh. Dorks. If you're still Catholic now, you are tripping, bro.
Dude, Cass, man. He's basically going. He did the Catholic split, so it's like the opposite of Catholic, but it's more like it's Orthodox. So it's like very like a lot of traditional type stuff.
Man, ain't no religion can fuck with me, especially one that's all about fucking kids.
Yeah, dude. I can't. I could get past it.
How could you?
Couldn't get past it. But also, looking at it, like, you know, within the confines of logic within a faith-based organization.
FBO.
FBO. I never liked Catholicism. Just the...
It's fancy. It's nice looking.
It's fancy.
It's the shiniest one.
But it's also, my thought was always like, why is it fancy? Where is this in the Bible that you need to have gold everywhere? Like, what is this?
Dude, I know where, you know? Exactly where it is. It's in your freaking...
Yeah, dude. He got into the Catholic religion. No, but but I never liked that. I never understood why they had to wear robes. I mean, a lot of the shit, the traditions, the robes, the hats... There's a pagan element to it of like what was happening at the time when they first started doing it, and then they just held on to it forever. To where the church I went to was more about the practices of like how Paul wrote letters to Timothy saying like this is how a church should be, and so that's what they were trying to do. So we didn't give a fuck about hats. You know,
it's funny because now if two guys named fucking Paul and Tim tried to hit me up, like. Dude, we actually had some ideas. I'd be like, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Paul.
Paul always write me letters from prison.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Paul, he was in prison, right?
Yeah. That's how he wrote most of a lot of the New Testament from prison.
Damn, like Tupac.
Yeah, because he was...
He recorded it over the phone.
Yeah, over the prison phone. He's like, dude, most of his fire came from behind the walls of a prison.
That's fair, though. I mean, got a lot of time to think.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he was just trying to spread the gospel.
Did you see Napoleon?
I didn't see it, no.
That shit stunk.
That's what I heard. It looked dumb with the modern day speaking and
just weird. I mean, it could have been good. It was just boring as hell. The biggest message of it is, man, no matter who you are, you can get mixed up with a nasty woman.
Yeah. Well, dude, it's all fucking revisionist history at this point. I'm so sick of seeing like these pillars of history being like dwindled down to these weak little like sad men that they portray them as on TV. It's like,
I mean, he was cool in some parts, but he was definitely a hoe in other parts.
I mean, he was a conqueror, you know, like, and they focused on him hanging out in the castle. You know what
you
I
know
mean?
He like, loved stinky pussy.
Yes.
That's a known fact.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He was always down there. You know, he was down in the close proximity.
Apparently he wasn't even that short. Mm. What do I know?
How short was he?
I have no idea. You can look it up. But who fucking knows? I hate whenever they do that, where they're like, this is an image of what people think that Adam from the fucking thing looked like. I would have whooped Adam's ass.
You would have, probably.
Do you think so?
I think Adam was probably like 3 feet tall.
You go back in time. You're a time machine, and you're like, damn, I want to go to the fucking Holy Ghost. And you go there, and it's Adam is 3. I would be like...
Dude, I mean...
I would go in there. You know what I would do?
I wonder.
I'd go in there. They'd see me and be like, whoa, this is like, they'd have my head on the fucking Mount Rushmore, you know?
Because you were so tall?
Yeah,
because
I'd be a gargantuan. I would go in there, I'd rip his fucking head off.
He says he was 5'6".
Napoleon?
Yeah.
How tall was Adam?
I mean, there's no record. I'm just thinking if there's a first man, because historically, it seems like we've gotten bigger. I know we've gotten bigger historically.
Yeah.
Human beings.
That's
so
wild.
I wonder what the first man
how
was.
Tall they say Jesus was. In my mind,
Jesus
was like
was 7'4". Foot, yeah.
Jesus is what, like 6 foot?
I don't think so. I think he was probably average. He's probably like 5'5", 5'7". I don't imagine he would be a huge man. I think that's kind of the whole point of Jesus.
Was Jesus a virgin?
Supposedly, yeah. Biblically, yeah.
Even though he's hanging out with the prostitute?
Yeah, he was hanging out with prostitutes as more of an example of like, you know, just because it's a prostitute.
You are who your friends are.
Yeah, he who is without sin casts the first stone was the whole story of him hanging out with prostitutes because they were trying to kill this woman for, you know, being a prostitute, or I think it was for just like, I can't even remember what exactly it was, but it wasn't even like straight up prostitution. But she was fucking a guy who wasn't her husband, and they were like ready to kill her. And then he's like, hey, come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Yeah, yes.
Who hasn't done anything wrong around here? Am I right?
Yeah, Jesus seems like a pretty reasonable dude.
Yeah. I mean, on all accounts, the only thing that was crazy about him is he said he was the Son of God. You know, crazy, you know?
A A lot of people have said that.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah, absolutely, especially at that time.
Was there, so there's other, but he was just the first guy anyone believed?
He was, so.
That's crazy.
The story goes that it was the performing of miracles and that validated his claim.
He probably just had a plan coming in. He was like, here's how I'm going to pull all this shit off.
Well, dude, one of the miracles is like, you know, they had the feeding of the 5,000, which is, you know, 3 loaves of bread and 2 fish fed 5,000 people. And that it just kept, every time they would come back, there'd be more, it just more and more fish and more bread and stuff. Turning water into wine, walking on water. He raised Lazarus from the dead. So people, and this was all getting like documented after the fact. He
probably just gave Lazarus CPR.
Yeah.
Or he just like poured water on Lazarus's face.
Like, oh. No, apparently Lazarus was rotting. He was already in the tomb. Like fucking.
And he came back out and was like, oh shit, what's up?
Yep.
But then were other people like, why can't you do that for my fucking husband? He just died.
Yeah, I don't know. He was very selective on those type of things. But yeah, apparently like somebody, there was a blind man that just touched the hem of his garment that could then had sight and went to tell people and they were like, they were ready to kill him because they're like, this is bullshit. This is a scam. And yeah, I can't remember what else. There's all kinds of stories, but all these stories kept getting passed around. That's how it got so big until it became the official religion of the Romans or whatever.
Jesus, man.
That's why we have the original Bible or the old English version of the Bible because what the hell is wrong with me? Why can't I remember what the name of that? John?
Ecclesiastes?
No. It's the interpretation of the Bible. Was
King John?
Yeah, King James Version. There we go. King James Version.
James
yeah.
Taylor?
Because that was the first Bible that was like forced into popularity. So then people were like, this is the real thing.
The real algorithm.
The real thing
like
was
Matt Reif.
On papyrus reeds.
Papyrus.
The Old Testament.
Like a, I don't know, man. Religion's just such a turd.
It's wild. I do think about that like in the time of like a post God era, you know, which we're kind of living in. Where, like, what did we miss? What magic did we miss? You know what I mean?
Miss how so?
I mean, meaning the idea of, like, explaining the internet to somebody in the 30s, you know, how completely confusing that would be, you know, or, you know, and also, like, microwaves or, you know, magnets.
Doggy style.
Doggy style.
No, actually, doggy style is old school.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's the first. If we evolve from
I literally thought it would be missionary, but it was for real doggy style yeah, yeah. is like the OG.
Missionary is a very human form of absolutely. Sex. You don't see it often within the animal kingdom where they're
no,
looking.
No, it's all doggy style.
Yeah, yeah, always.
Which is wild.
Do you think dogs appreciate that?
They have to.
If they got the whole style.
Yeah. Well, now you'll see every now and then.
Fucking from behind.
Every now and again, you'll see video of dogs do a missionary, and you're like, they're evolving.
Yeah, dude, I've never seen that.
Really?
No. Is that something you got to look up on porn?
Dude, whenever I was in near Three Rivers, I saw a deer and a dog fucking each other. And then I saw their kids.
Dog on top or deer on top?
Deer on back.
That
and
makes sense.
Doing it doggy style. Fuck. That's always, yeah. Has that been caught on tape, too? Different
no, I don't think
different
so.
Species of animals fucking dude. Each other?
It has
it's very
to be.
Possible, right? Dog and cat, that's probably the number one.
Dude, my buddy said that his family dog, they were out camping once, and they just heard the dog screaming in the distance, just like yelping, and they're like, oh, the whole family's like, what's that? Oh, my God, where's the dog? And they're like running, so they finally find him in the woods, and it's a little dog, like Soupy, fucking a pine cone. And it's just going to town. And
it hurts?
Yeah, dude.
That's so fucking
yelping.
Hilarious.
Didn't stop. It just
that's
kept crying.
So funny.
They had to separate him.
Dog's probably pissed.
Dude, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I didn't even get to finish. Yeah, they said it was like, it was pretty scraped up. Like, pretty messed up.
That's probably the stupidest dog I've ever, like.
In that dog's mind, though, it's just like, my girl!
Yeah. Like, they throw it, wow.
Let
that's
me finish.
So funny.
Yeah, shout out to Chris Sullivan.
What are we at?
We're around 45.
Damn. Let's bring this one home, dude.
Just going in, dude. Going in.
What do you have any brain busters you want to throw in?
Dude, I don't know.
What's been going on? I've been trying to microdose. Can't quite get it right.
We could talk about you punching me in the shoulder a bunch of times at Mr. Furley's.
Did I punch you in the shoulder?
Yeah, you were punching me. You were like, fucking snap out of it. Oh. I don't know if you need to do mushrooms or whatever the fuck you got to do.
I've been trying to microdose, and I keep getting a little bit far off.
Honestly, best pep talk I've had in a decade.
Hell yeah, dude.
At least. Probably the only one, because most people are just like, if they see anybody that's not in perfect condition, they're just like, yeah, meh.
Did your shoulder hurt the next day?
So sore, dude. You don't know how powerful you are.
Really, sometimes I don't.
No, that was a fun night. So you've been trying to microdose?
Yeah, I got those things from the people that sponsored the Faster Horses show, and I...
Hell yeah.
I did one square. It was a little bit much. Did a half square yesterday. Even that was a little bit much.
So yeah.
Now I'm like, maybe two squares. See what happens.
Dude, I'll do a whole bar, baby.
Ooh.
And then go to work.
I mean, I might do another square tonight. I have the show. Who knows?
Yeah, I want to do a... I'm supposed to do something with John tomorrow.
JBW?
Yeah.
Your boss, dude.
I know. The boss, man. Damn. It's so funny. I got like three messages from people at work because I didn't work there for like 10 days. And so everybody was speculating that I'd gotten fired or quit or something.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Trying to microdose, trying to macrodose.
Why are you trying to microdose?
I don't know.
Just to try it out? Just
to try it out, see whatever.
I like it.
I think if you pair it up nice with some coffee, you're like right in the zone.
Yeah, dude. Jenny got those, some sort of mushroom coffee. It's not psychedelic.
Oh, it's like that course. Mud.
It's great. No, it wasn't mud.
I heard it's dog shit.
The stuff she got was delicious.
Mushroom coffee. People keep trying to talk about mushroom coffee. People keep trying to talk about that. Kava.
Legitimately couldn't tell you. If somebody gave it to me, there would be no reason for me to think there was mushrooms.
Someone gave it to me, I'd go, what the hell are you trying to give me?
Dude, it tastes fine. It tastes fine.
You also, what do you put in it? 8 pumps of white mocha?
Dude, I've been off sugar for a while, dude. No, I put a little sugar-free creamer in there.
I've been doing oat milk because somebody told me that drinking black coffee could mess up the lining of your stomach. So now I've been doing a splash of oat milk. I don't even like it.
I heard oat milk's bad for you too.
What are you talking about? Non-dairy oat beverage?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Well, how is it bad for you?
I don't know. I saw.
Nobody, this is what fucking sucks, man.
It does suck.
Everything. This all goes back to the food pyramid. Everyone told me the food pyramid is what you're supposed to do. I had a loaf of bread a day for 20 years. Now look at me. The top part of the food pyramid, bullshit. The food
Absolutely.
Pyramid itself. Dude, there's got to be someone out there who's like, you're supposed to actually turn the food pyramid on its side.
Look, I'm exasperated of just that, even bringing that up, because, dude, like, that's my whole life has been, like, people told me this is how you do it. Oh, yeah. And then it's not how you do it.
Yeah, that's a lesson for everybody out there. You just got to fucking go with what you're feeling. Go with your gut.
Dude. Well, use your life's experience to make logical decisions and try to not let your emotions get in the way. But you keep people, I mean.
Yeah, dude, facts don't care about your feelings, dude.
But I mean, if you're going through life, you know, like say, we'll bring up my mother. You know, if you're with some guy and he's constantly telling you
that there's gold in
the gold in them there hills, but you ain't seeing any gold, you know, at some point you got to make the decision for yourself.
Dude, everyone stops digging right before they hit it big.
I know. That's the truth, man.
That's why you just got to keep digging, dude.
Dude,
shit's going great for me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, JFL, day of my showcase. What do?
Go bankrupt.
They go bankrupt. Next day. A guy who I just had a meeting with the week before who loved my script and loved me. What happened to his production company? They went bankrupt.
No.
They went under, pal.
Fuck.
Hey, you got to keep on keeping
on. Keep on trucking, baby. Dude, I love it. I mean, hey, now you get the adventure of shopping that script around more. You know, who knows?
Fuck. I just want someone. If someone gave me $30,000, I think I would quit stand-up.
Yeah, dude, that finally seed, that'd be a good enough seed money for Pressure washing.
You get one, and you get try to build up to 100.
Dude, I'm telling
you. There's
I bet my like father-in-law
Uber for pressure washing.
I bet my father-in-law. This is no exaggeration. I bet he has 5 pressure washers. Why? On his property. Dude, this is because he has a lot of property. He's one of those guys.
Sits around with him.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that fills up like containers full of shit.
Full of
like,
rainwater? Because he fucking better not.
No.
Don't even say that on here unless you want this is going to be a power plant situation all over again.
No. No, these are full of like, disassembled chassis of a bygone vehicle or.
He just has shit.
Tractors. No, it's all cool stuff.
But you know what I'm saying. You feel.
With a bunch of stuff that's going to be a pain in the ass, you know, God forbid, you know, when he passes.
Burn down the farm.
Dude, I know
turn it into a Joe's parking lot.
He's got some quads out there. I know he has a couple of motorcycles out there. He has like 5 cars out there.
Does he have a 3-wheeler?
He probably has a 3-wheeler. I know he has quads, though.
For fun or for business?
For fun.
Like a Polaris?
Yeah, for fun or for like he used to go on these hunting trips in Minnesota and he'd Montana.
He'd ride his quad out there.
Yeah,
he'd ride his quad out to Montana.
No, they take him out there though. You know,
we should go out there and rough him up.
I always wanted to go. I never got invited. I was never invited.
We know he's probably out there ripping his like Napoleon Dynamite's grandma is your grandma.
Probably, dude.
Dude, he's like, don't invite Kevin. He's a damn sourpuss.
You know what he would do? He would ride his motorcycle to Montana to go hunting and shit. And I remember one time I went out there and he had a backpack. He was going to be up there for a couple weeks, but he had a backpack filled with packs of cigarettes, and he didn't smoke forever. It was the big secret.
But you just came across his backpack?
Huge. Just
were you looking through his, cash. Were you rifling through his affairs?
No. I just noticed that he had his pack, a regular pack.
Imagine how good that feels. You're ripping a motorcycle down the road with a backpack on, and all that's in there is a bunch of packs of cigarettes. Imagine how just the feel, the freedom you would have.
Yeah, dude.
In that moment.
Dude, I mean, I loved it. Honestly, it was like a moment of humanity for me with him because, you know, I'm also like sneaking back, you know, I take a little one hit, you know, back in the back, you know, by the trash cans and coming back in for the rest of Thanksgiving or whatever. And so, yeah, but then I told my wife, she's like, oh, yeah, he's a secret smoker.
You know what I
think? Secret smoking for decades.
We got to get, this is an idea I was talking with somebody about the other day. If we can get a hypnotist to put something in your brain for quitting smoking, and then in your dreams, whenever you have dreams, you're just chilling like outside of a bar talking to a guy, ripping, smoking cigarettes and stuff, you know?
Dude, I'm telling you, there's a business benefit to smoking cigarettes. In this business, you know, you go outside, smoke a cigarette, you have a good conversation.
Not
with
me,
somebody.
I owe everybody a cigarette right now.
Yeah, you do.
I'm way down on those.
You're bad.
I got to buy a few people some packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, you really ought to. When your ship finally comes in,
my ship,
you're going to be walking around with a backpack full of smokes.
I'm going to find that backpack and I'm going to be like, this is old school shit. That's probably... I bet that's what that dude was up in the hills looking for, a backpack full of cigarettes that somebody buried.
Dude, no way. Like, just find him?
Yeah. Imagine that. Yeah, we should. I don't know. You know what I also was thinking about with your father-in-law? Is I read this book one time where this guy, these rich people would, like, get prostitutes and then, like, maybe it was just one guy and it was actually real in Alaska. He would pick up a prostitute and then drop her off in the woods and then hunt him and kill him.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Is that a movie?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if it's prostitute. The movies, I've seen, that's actually a premise of
a couple
of
movies.
Movie,
you get money if you live, right?
Yeah, like, I think one of the movies, yeah. But I've definitely seen that premise in movies where they're just the ultimate sport.
The ultimate game.
Yeah.
The ultimate sport is riding your motorcycle in Montana with a backpack full of cigarettes.
That really is. That really is the... that really is living.
Dude,
he's just going up to meet his brothers to go.
Well, he gets there and they rip the backpack open. They're like, yeah.
100%, dude. 100%. Yeah, he came from a big family with lots of brothers, and they're all huge. They're all over 6'5".
Just like, ripped darts out in the woods of Montana.
Yeah, he's 6'7", and he was one of the, like, 3 of his brothers were taller than him. It was wild.
All right. What do you say? We call it.
All right, folks. Hey, thanks for listening to the Funny for Nothing podcast with Bruce thanks. Gray and myself, Kevin Tinkin.
I love you.
I'm in love
with
you.
April 4th, if you're in Los Angeles, Faster Horses, banging show.
Definitely will be a blast. I'll be there. All right. See you next week, folks.
Goodbye, everybody.